summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Market Watch on The Morning Run. Quarter past nine on Tuesday, the 12th of July. We've got Chris Ng on the line. He's the head of research from Etica Insurance and Takaful.
Morning, Chris. Let's start with a spat that's going on between Malaysian Airports and Malaysia Airlines. The new MAB wants to move some flights to KLIA2. How do you think this will affect the long-term growth of companies like Malaysia Airports?
Well, I think, of course, it all depends on whether the passenger service charge, the airport tax, will be revised for KLIA2 in the near term. I think when AirAsia first flagged out the news that they wanted to rename it LCC2, that was a strange news to me because they didn't own the terminal. So why would they want to rename someone else's terminal?
But they're the biggest
then
customer,
I recall that the airport tax review was coming up.
Well, but Chris, isn't AirAsia the biggest customer? So does it look as though Malaysia Airports is being hounded by their clients to really up its game?
Not really. I think if you rented your house to a tenant, I don't think the tenant has the right to do anything the tenant wants with your house, even though the tenant is the main occupier of your house. It's still your house.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about the share price, long-term share price movement of both Malaysia Airports and AirAsia?
Well, I think by right, of course, they should learn to cooperate better. I think that would be better for the whole aviation industry in Malaysia. They do need to come out and reach a kind of amiable working relationship so they don't have to beat around the bush when all they really wanted to do was to negotiate on the airport tax.
So you have a buy on both stocks?
No. We don't publish our calls that way.
Okay. And there are also apparently some reports floating around talking about the general election, which is not going to be held till 2018 legally. Is the market already looking into this issue?
Well, I myself am. I think I noticed a good report from Hong Leong Research talking about stock market, especially in Malaysia, that tends to run ahead of a general election when the incumbent government tends to secure more votes. So this happened in 1995, as well as in 2004, where the popular vote swung somewhat back to the BN. And ahead of that, 6 months ahead of that election, there was upward movement in the overall stock market in anticipation of such good results.
And do you believe that, is this going to be a positive or negative thing for investors?
Well, I think it should be positive. I think we flagged out about 2 or 3 weeks ago, just before the Brexit, of course, that the market is ripe for some bottom fishing. And we had advised to relook at big blue chips in the market. And Brexit took us by surprise. But even then, the market was very resilient. And given that situation, we think that the 1,600 points support should hold. And therefore, you know, downside is limited. Potential upside may not be great, but it's still there. So this should be the time for bottom fishing.
And how soon do you think investors and like yourselves would start looking to position themselves for the next general election plays?
Well, I think within these 2 months, that should be the right time. And then there perhaps may be some opportunity at the tail end of this year post the U.S. presidential election. But not that much opportunity. So, you know, investors should be on the lookout for bargain buys. As and when they come along, they should grab those bargains.
Chris, I also want to talk about this very interesting company that's owned by Malaysians but listed in Hong Kong, Nirvana. This recently was being bought over by CVC, a private equity firm. Is this a trend you see in Malaysian stocks where they start a business here, list in Hong Kong, and then do very well for themselves?
I think that's a very interesting company. I followed the history for some time, over 10 years. to some degree. It was previously listed in Malaysia, but most local fund managers wouldn't touch Nirvana with a 10-foot pole, you know, because of the pantang issue.
That's right.
So regardless of whether, you know, what religious background they were in, they were quite cautious about buying Nirvana stocks, which was quite strange. So I think when they first explored the listing in Hong Kong, there were other comparables in Hong Kong trading at very significant PE multiples, you know, talking about 30 over times. And that's why they explored that opportunity. Unfortunately, the listing didn't go too well. You know, the share price has never recovered above its IPO listing, and even this privatization is at the IPO listing. But it just shows the potential in the company. I mean, throughout since its listing, while the share price hasn't done well, the profits have been rolling in.
And do you see increased private equity activity here locally to sniff out some of the opportunities available in Malaysia?
I think there's been quite a lot of private equity activities over the last 2 years. We have seen F&B players, we've seen retail grocery stores. Basically, people are looking for things with a longer-term outlook, consumer-related. And I think death is something that we all can't avoid.
True words spoken. That was Chris Ng, Head of Research at Attica Insurance in Takaful. And now we cross over to Joe Quinlan, who's the Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!